The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Is it time to send weapons to the Syrian rebels trying to overthrow Syrian President Bashar al-Assad? The Obama administration wants Assad gone, but the president can't quite bring himself to arm the rebels since their most effective fighters are members of a radical Islamic faction allied with al-Qaeda. Nobody seems to be quite sure who the good guys are, which appears to be why Senator John McCain decided to travel to Syria himself. More after this. Senator John McCain has argued for some time that we ought to be arming the Syrian rebels.
Iranians are on the ground in Syria. It's an unfair fight.
And so, during his trip to the World Economic Forum in Jordan, he took a little detour to Turkey and then briefly tiptoed into Syria. CBS's Clarissa Ward.
We spoke to an activist who helped to organize McCain's trip. He told us that the senator met with a handful of rebel leaders, most prominently General Salim Idris, the head of the Free Syrian Army. We're told that they discussed Islamic extremism and also Hezbollah, and that the senator was inside Syria for just about an hour.
She reports the rebels have been hoping to make their case in person for some time now.
The Assad government has really made some significant gains in the past few weeks, and that momentum, if you like, is really on their side at the moment. So perhaps Senator McCain is trying to push for some decisive action and bring about a swifter end to this conflict, though, of course, there's no real evidence yet that arming the rebels would, in fact, achieve that goal.
The European Union has decided to lift the arms embargo on the Syrian opposition after June 1st, and between that and Senator McCain's visit, it's looking like there will be even more pressure on the U.S. to do the same. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.